Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Hey everyone, Stefan here from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and in this video, I want to talk to you about the power of anticipation. The power of anticipation. To be able to anticipate and see the road ahead. To be able to prepare. Because in life, in your business, in your personal life, in every aspect of your life, there's going to be problems. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be adversity that's going to come up, and it's going to rock you to your core. And I can almost guarantee you that coming up right around the corner, no matter how great your life is right now, no matter how well that you're doing, or maybe no matter how poorly that you're doing right now, there is a big problem and a big challenge and some adversity that's coming your way. You know, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just being realistic that problems are coming, right? There's things that are going to happen in life that are outside of our control. There's changes and things are going to happen in your business, in your personal life, maybe in your health, in your body if you don't anticipate, maybe in a relationship, maybe with your friendships, maybe with the finances, maybe in the economy. You know, there's always going to be problems and adversity that's going to show up. Maybe someone in your life that you love, not saying that they would, but you know, maybe something happens. Maybe someone lies to you or cheats you or steals from you or somebody dies. These are all things that we have to look forward to. And you know, again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be realistic, because if you can understand this and you can have awareness of this and you can anticipate, then you have the ultimate advantage. And these problems and challenges and adversity can actually become gifts. And that's what I want to talk to you about in this video, is how to actually anticipate. Now, I was actually reading something, you know, I was at Tony Robbins seminar, Business Mastery in Las Vegas, and I actually have here a little bit on what he calls the 7 triggers of crisis. And this is more for business, but it can be applied to any area of your life. And you got to understand that in your life, in your business, change is inevitable. Okay, the world is changing, the world is evolving. And you got to understand the cycle. The cycle of change is that anytime you make a change in your life, or you make a change in your business, or the economy, or something changes, anytime there's a change, there's a new problem. Okay, that's just how it works. And then every time you solve that problem and you make a change, which is a change, right? Then a new problem arises and occurs from that as well. Okay, so it's a cycle. You know, problems are here to stay. They're not going away. There's always going to be problems and adversity. But you can change the way you perceive them, right? Instead of perceiving them as a problem, you can change it. Maybe you perceive it as a challenge. It makes you feel a little bit better. And maybe you can start to see the problems as opportunities and see them as gifts and see them as a way that you can learn. And if you learn, then it becomes your asset and becomes something that you look forward to. Anyway, I've got here the seven triggers of crisis. And basically what it is that any of these seven triggers will basically cause crisis in your life and in your business. And you've got to be able to anticipate for it. The first is a change in technology. Okay, a change in technology. We can all agree that technology is changing. Technology is evolving. Right? There's more social media platforms that are occurring. There's business models are changing because of technology. The world is changing in so many ways because of technology. To give you guys an example of what's coming, one is virtual reality. Right? Virtual reality is already becoming popular, but it's changing the world and the way that we consume and live our lives. You know, it's going to radically shift because if you can just put on a headset and consume things virtually, you could go to a concert, you can go to a sporting event, you could be in the front row and, you know, at the fraction of the cost and be able to have an incredible experience. So technology is changing. Virtual reality is one. Another one is autonomous cars. You know, that's changing the world, you know, because especially, you know, within the next 5 or 10 years, you know, people might not have a reason to drive cars, right? Because if you can have a car that can drive on autopilot, then what is that going to do for the transportation industry? You know, if you're one of the 30,000 truck drivers in the United States and you could be replaced by technology, having a car that can drive a truck 24 hours a day without sleep, without rest, without any breaks, you know, and that can occur and without, any part of human error because, you know, I heard a statistic that the technology of new cars is actually going to save thousands of lives every year that get killed just through poor judgment, you know, human error of driving a car and drinking and driving or whatever it is. It's really going to change things in many ways. So if you're a truck driver, you're not anticipating that change, there's going to be a crisis. You're going to be out of a job. You're going to suffer because you didn't anticipate. If you have a business, an online business, you got to understand there's new technology that's coming up, new software and products and programs, websites, you know, Snapchat and social media and all these different things are changing. So you got to be able to anticipate those changes and you got to be a step ahead. You got to be prepared for that because if you're not, you're going to be out of business. If you look at Blockbuster, right? Blockbuster, multi-billion dollar company and, you know, they're renting out movies and stuff and they didn't anticipate the changes that would happen and Netflix comes along and Blockbuster actually had a chance to buy Netflix and said no and you know sure enough now Blockbuster is out of business. Netflix is a multi-billion dollar brand, right? Because Blockbuster didn't anticipate, right? If you look at Airbnb, if you look at Uber, if you look at some of these platforms that exist today, you know, it's all a shift in how the world is changing, how it's evolving. And that's, again, why you got to anticipate technology. Another trigger of crisis is a change in competition, right? Competition can create a crisis. You know, if you got a great business or whatever it is, and all of a sudden a big competitor comes into the market, it can just change the whole game. Virgin... You know, when Richard Branson released Virgin Airlines and had a totally different angle, it totally shifted the game. Same thing again, you know, going back to the example of Blockbuster or Netflix, you know, Netflix was a competitor, totally shifted the game. So competition can create crisis. A change in the culture in terms of your team, your employees, or just the culture of your customers, that can change. A change in economy. You know, recessions are predictable. Recessions happen. There's going to be another recession. You got to be prepared for that. You got to be prepared financially for that. You got to be prepared for the housing market that's going to change, the stock market that's going to change. These are all things that are going to change, right? There's going to be a crisis. There's going to be a change in your customers' lives. There's going to be a change in your employees' lives. There's going to be a change in your life. All these different things are going to create a crisis, okay? And again, it's being realistic. What do you do, right? It's like, what do you do when all these changes there are going to occur? Because the world doesn't just stay stagnant. It's always growing. It's always evolving in different ways. And like I said, if you can anticipate and you can evolve, then it can actually be a huge advantage for you that can actually prosper from, right? The people that do not adapt are the ones that get left out. They get left behind. You know, there's a great quote by Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin said, "It's not the strongest of the species that survive, but it is he who is the most adaptable to change." Okay? Very important. It's not the smartest. It's not the strongest. It's he who is the most adaptable to change. Very important. So you've got to be able to adapt. The people that don't adapt, those are the ones that lose. The ones that always do, they always stay on top. You know, if you look at an online business, the publishing business on Amazon, it changes, it evolves. I'm always evolving with it. I'm always one step ahead. I'm able to anticipate, okay, this is going to change, this is going to happen. If you're using this shortcut or this loophole, it's not going to work long term, so you've got to be able to adapt and evolve with the changes that occur, right? And that occurs in any business. You know, you always got to be one step ahead. So understanding that is the ultimate power. And the way that you anticipate is you ask yourself questions. You got to ask yourself, what's coming? How is the world going to change? You know, being aware of the latest technology, being aware of the economy, being aware of things like that that are going to happen, and you know, being aware that in your body, that if you don't take care of it, there's risk of disease or cancer or diabetes or heart disease. You got to anticipate that. If you anticipate that, if you keep eating junk food, you're going to die young and you're going to get sick. If you can anticipate that, then you can make a change today that can prevent that problem from occurring. You know, financially, if you can anticipate that there's going to be a crash, there's going to be, you know, a housing crash, the economy's going to change, you can anticipate that. Instead of getting destroyed and devastated when that occurs, people that anticipate say, hey, okay, you know, the market's going to go down. Why don't I put money aside so that when actually it crashes, I can take advantage of that and I can buy low, and I can buy all this stock and I can become a millionaire, just like that. People that anticipated the 2007-2008 crash and they had money aside, they're prepared for it, they didn't sell, they bought more, those people are rich now because they anticipated the problem and challenges that occur, right? So this is just, it's so important, guys. I hope that really my passion on this topic really comes through to you guys. Just being able to see the road ahead and prepare, because that's going to save you a lot of pain. It's going to save you a lot of suffering. It's going to save and prepare you. And really, preparation is the ultimate. You know, preparing now as much as possible. Put money aside. Think of the worst possible circumstances that can happen. Diversify your income. Diversify your business. Have a publishing business and then have a blog and then have an affiliate marketing business so that you're protected. You're anticipating challenges that can occur. And I'm going to be ready for it. You know, I'm going to be ready for the challenges. I'm going to build the foundation, and I'm going to make sure that mentally and emotionally and physically, I'm strong and I'm prepared for the changes that occur. And I'm ready to take advantage of it, because the ones that take advantage of it are the ones that prosper. You know, you want to be on the winning end of the deal. You want to be the one that's proactive, not reactive. The reactive person loses. The proactive person, they always win. So if you want to be a winner, you guys got to anticipate. So I'm going to end this video here, but hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully this will benefit you guys in some way. Make sure you like the video. Again, I appreciate all the support. Every thumbs up helps. You know, I spend a lot of time creating these videos and content for you guys. And you know, I like to be appreciated. Any support I get for it is really incredible. I appreciate it a lot, guys. And leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you're being proactive, if you're anticipating changes that are yet to come. And make sure to subscribe for more videos like this. And if you guys want more from me, if you guys want to check out more information on how to build an online business, then I've got a free course called 7 Steps, 7 Ways to Build an Online Business. And you guys can click the link below in the description. Head on over to that page. Put in your email address. I'll send you the free course, the free series. A lot of value that's right there for you guys that will help you guys get started to build an online business. All right, guys, thank you guys so much for watching. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.